This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Alyssa Walker Campbell, welcome back to the all new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. As promised before commercial break, I said we were going to power down a bit. We're going to get ready for a book review, and we have selected one that I know is going to touch your heart. It is titled Fields of Battle, Pearl Harbor, the Rose Bowl, and the Boys Who Went to War. Author Brian Curtis has put together a compelling true story about a group of football players who became war heroes. It is a remarkable book, a compelling true tale, and Brian really does. He provides an unprecedented insight into a country preparing for war and the men who sacrificed their lives for their country and one game that came to symbolize the best in all of us. Good evening, Brian, and congratulations on your latest release.
Well, thank you so much. You know, it's been a project, as these books always are. They've been a part of my life. I almost feel like I know these gentlemen, but I'm happy that it's out. I'm happy I can pay tribute to them.
It is beautifully written, and as I understand, you're a prolific author. This is, your seventh book. It's a very powerful read. Tell us, how did the idea for the book Fields of Battle come about, and what inspired you to take on this project?
I guess it was about 3.5 years ago, was reading a newsletter that the Rose Bowl puts out, I think, quarterly. And there was a little fact in there. Did you know that the 1942 Rose Bowl game was played in Durham? And as a former sports reporter and author, I was kind of surprised that I had never heard that interesting tidbit. And the more I kind of dug into the story, the hows and whys, the more I kind of fell in love with it. So I did it first as a feature story for Sports Illustrated in August of 2013. And then from there, it became the seventh book project for me. And so I really dug in for a couple of years. As it turns out, just one of the gentlemen that played in the 1942 Rose Bowl game is still alive. His name's Jim Smith and lives in Louisville, and everyone else has passed on. So I certainly had its challenges, but I'm proud of what we ended up with.
You know, and I was going to say, Brian, what were some of the challenges that you faced with your research, and how did you manage to track down those stories when you were putting this together? Because most of the participants are long gone, and you've got to be able to document, to chronicle their personal journeys.
Yeah, well, first I started with the players to see if I could get them, and like I said, only one out of about 80 are still with us. Then I moved on to try to track down the sons and daughters, and some of that took a couple months of sleuthing, but unfortunately, once I found them, said, listen, we'd love to help you, but, you know, Dad never talked about war, and Dad never talked about college. We know he played in the Rose Bowl, but that's really all we know. So I hit some stumbling blocks there. So it was really piecing together the lives through college transcripts and yearbooks and the military files I got from the U.S. government and news articles and archives and diaries and just doing the best I can to paint the accurate picture. It was difficult. I mean, certainly it'd be much easier to do if these folks are with us, but, you know, it was a blessing and a curse that the story hasn't been told much. Right. You know, the blessing is I get a fresh perspective. The negative is there's not a lot of to rely on.
New York Times bestselling author, veteran sports journalist Brian Curtis is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com. Also connect with us at Twitter at eRadioSports. We are highlighting his new book, Fields of Battle, Pearl Harbor, the Rose Bowl, and the Boys Who Went to War. You were talking about some of the challenges in terms of with the research. So how long did you work on this before the recent release?
I would say it was about 2 years of research, writing, and back and forth with our editor, Flatiron, which is part of Macmillan in New York. So it was kind of a back and forth there. I would say most of this, the book came out just a couple weeks ago. I would say most of this book has been done since last December or January, and then I started work on the next one. But, you know, when I went into this project, I totally never made the connection that this is the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, right. The 75th anniversary of this Rose Bowl game. Literally, it was this spring that it kind of hit me that it was. And, you know, both schools that are involved, Oregon State and Duke, are honoring these teams. They're doing special uniforms. They're going to invite some of the families back to honor them. So it's certainly good timing on my end.
Well, and it is. It truly, Brian, it's a timely book. And so, you know, it really serves as a reminder of the freedom that we have today and the ultimate price that was paid.
Well, thank you. You know, it is. I thought a lot about after 9/11 and how our country reacted. And we got back to sports, I think it was about a week later or so. And there was a lot of discussion in our country. Do you play sports and carry on or don't you? And these are the same discussions they were having 75 years ago after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Do we play the Rose Bowl or not? And, you know, ultimately they did, and life goes on. And I think it's about the meaning of sport and how we place it in the context of our society. But a lot of folks at that time did not want to, quote unquote, give in to the Japanese by not playing the game, by saying, yes, you struck us and we're going to stop our way of life, which is, again, similar arguments and debates we had after 9/11.
Tell us, Brian, we're running out of time, but tell us about some of the photographs that are inside the book.
A lot of photographs that I was able to find, a few from the family, many from the archives of Duke University and Oregon State University, and then a few from newspapers that really show these guys both in uniform and in their football uniforms, and then a lot of pictures on Iwo Jima and out in Europe of them in the military, and then what happened to these guys after they came home for war. So it really follows this game, but really a select few players and coaches from that game through the end of their lives.
It is a compelling read. It is titled Fields of Battle, Pearl Harbor, the Rose Bowl, and the Boys Who Went to War. As we close out the interview, is there one particular story about one of the players that was most meaningful to you or perhaps most memorable?
I think to me it's the story of Jack Yoshihara. Jack was a player at Oregon State. He was born in Japan, but spent most of his life in America. And shortly after Pearl Harbor, FBI agents pulled him off the football field and said, you can't travel to North Carolina with your teammates to play in the Rose Bowl. And they didn't. And they ended up in an internment center with his family. And, you know, I think that's a big lost part of our history on how Japanese Americans were treated during the war years. And Jack passed away, ultimately got awarded his degree in 2008, I believe, from Oregon State. But that story will always stick with me.
Mm-hmm. New York Times bestselling author. Go out and get a copy of the new book, Fields of Battle, Pearl Harbor, the Rose Bowl, and the Boys Who Went to War. Beautifully done. Congratulations on that. And Brian, we look forward to another conversation right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me on.
You bet. That, of course, was Brian Curtis tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Always a true pleasure to catch up with all of our guests. Be sure and join us each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio.